Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So we found out this week through new research that a quarter of Irish workers are now fully remote. So that's 500,000 people, representing one of the biggest ever changes in the Irish workplace. New legislation governing remote working and work-life balance is due to take effect later this year. But what issues are employees and employers facing as remote working beds in? And when will the new work-life balance laws take effect? I'm joined now remotely by Tracy Keogh, co-founder of Grow Remote, and also Caroline Reedy, who's managing director of the HR Suite. You're both welcome, Tracy. I'll start with you because you were to the forefront of the remote working movement in Ireland. So given that we have these numbers of 500,000 people who are fully working from home, how embedded is remote working, would you say, today?
So I think if you take the sector really broadly, that we're very much at this moment in time at a tipping point for a lot of companies where they, after coming out of COVID, kind of said, OK, let's do hybrid. And they're now grappling with, should we undertake a cultural transformation from office first to remote first? But from a talent perspective, it's very much embedded. So Square, for instance, one of Ireland's largest remote employers, would say that 98% of their employees are more likely to stay in the organisation simply because they're allowed to work remotely. So talent are definitely still demanding it.
And Caroline, from the employer perspective, what are you finding? What issues arise from employers? And in general, do you think employers like the notion of remote working?
I think, Claire, without doubt, as Tracy said, remote work is here to stay when we've got the war on talent and the war on attraction and retention. That is a real battle for employers now. I think the main challenges, and employers are proactively addressing those, are new employees who, it might be their first job, it might be new graduates, or it might be employees in terms of, you know, they want the social connection as well. But we're starting to see that by doing additional training for managers and by putting in additional supports for employees, we're starting to overcome these challenges. And without doubt, the benefits of remote and getting talent and being able to live and work anywhere in the country for any employer now is a huge advantage for both employers and employees.
Mm-hmm. And Tracy, I think if we think about remote working, we immediately assume that people who work remotely are IT workers, because who else could do it? Is that the case?
No, absolutely not. So what's happening is, and I suppose the biggest shift in the last couple of years, is companies are rolling out a model that is location agnostic. So they need everything from sales, admin, IT, legal. And companies like HubSpot or eBay would specifically say, come out of hospitality and retail, come in from other sectors where you've no experience in IT and come work with us. We'll train you up in everything that you need to know to be able to work remotely.
Mm-hmm. So it's happening across all of those sectors, would you say, that perhaps we mightn't consider as being able to facilitate remote working?
Yeah, absolutely. So like if you look at today, so there's 100,000 remote jobs open in Ireland today, Claire. Now, they're also often open up across the European time zone. But the likes of Block have three finance roles available, one sales, one legal. Outmin have three accountancy roles open. WP Engine, product managers, globalization partners have sales, finance, legal. It's really everything across the board.
Yeah, and it might suit people who are at a certain stage of their lives. But as Caroline mentioned there, it's your first job and you know, you're hoping to meet people, have a social scene. It's not really that attractive, is it, Tracy, for people at that stage of their lives?
Yeah, that's always an interesting one to take, Claire. So we did a survey with National Broadband Ireland, and 55% of Gen Z workers said it was really beneficial to their careers. But also, I suppose the likes of Chris Hurd would have pointed out, like, HR don't need to pick your social circle. You know, you can facilitate meetups and connection in other ways than in particular from your employer. Hybrid is definitely winning out for a lot of employees. But I suppose we're seeing people spend 28% of people have more than 3 hours in their local community, and they're spending it down at the GAA team. You know, we had a kayaking group out in West Waterford last week. Being connected, but it's not necessarily all with your, you know, who HR chooses. And I will say, we've got a national conference in June directly challenging or solving for some of these issues. So we have Marie the Dockman from Love HQ doing a matchmaking activity at the festival to solve for some of those more social challenges we have with
there's
remote.
A reason why you felt you needed to do that, because let's face it, some people do meet through work, so you're trying to replicate that at your conference, are you?
Look, we need systemic change, right? It, this isn't just about home versus office. People are working from home. Everything needs to move and shift around it. So yes, absolutely. One of five people used to meet their partner in the office. So we're going to sort that for you down in Portlaoise in June in the festival.
Caroline, how would employers feel about having to set that up because people are no longer meeting from 9 to 5?
Yeah, I think whatever about the romantic endeavours, I think we're definitely seeing where employers want the culture. Because let's be honest, if you're working with an accountancy firm, for example, what differentiates one from another is the culture. And the culture is how they feel they're being minded, how they feel the social connection is, how they feel their manager, their development, etc. There's so many ingredients to it. But ultimately, we have to work on replicating the culture now remotely rather than it just being a case that you could be working for any company remotely from your home or from a local hub. Again, I suppose this is back to the training of managers. For a lot of managers, they haven't, you know, made the transition, and we're seeing a lot of proactive training now and awareness. And again, Tracy mentioned the conference, which again, there's a huge interest in learning more about how do we maximise the potential of remote rather than just expecting it's the same as it was before. We know that it requires different type of engagement, different type of communication, giving feedback, etc. So for managers, there's a definite shift in how we manage to maximise the potential of all these employees.
And Tracy, if we could just talk about the communities where people are moving back to or moving to. You'll hear sometimes that the jobs that are located in these towns, they're not really for the local people. They're for people who already have those jobs. They're coming from another place. They're doing a job for a company in one of the cities. That's not really bringing that much of an advantage to the town or the village where that person moves to, other than perhaps driving up the property prices.
Yeah, so remote work, you know, years ago when we started off in 2018, it was going to be the single solution to all of our problems, no matter where it is. But it can be good or bad for profit, people and planet. So I suppose what we're seeing now is still that version of ad hoc remote where, you know, you've earned a good relationship with your manager and they say, OK, grand, you can go back and work from West Cork. But it's very much a one off deal. And what we need to see is, I suppose, what the likes of eBay or Liberty Insurance have led the charge on. So advertising careers with no location within Ireland. Now, eBay didn't. Obviously, one of the impacts of that is the social impact. But eBay would speak to, I suppose, the increase in productivity, in engagement, in customer service that they would have gotten from being able to attract talent from anywhere within Ireland. And that can be transformational for companies, but for communities, you know, even if you move to a community where there's one big employer there, you still need options. And we're lucky now that we do have those 100,000 decent careers open in every community across Ireland, but awareness is still quite low because they're not promoted anywhere.
Okay, Joseph has been in touch with us, Caroline, and maybe you might take this one for us. He's saying, unfortunately, not all companies are progressive. My old workplace only allows working from home one day a month when booked in advance. Some managers and companies still haven't learnt that they don't need to micromanage. Now, is that a problem that you're coming up against or your clients?
Without doubt. And I think the likelihood in this scenario is this person is going to potentially start looking around for a job that will give him more flexibility if that's something that's important to him. And it's likely he's going to find a role that will give him more options. Most companies are doing hybrid, which is like 3 and 2, or else they're doing fully remote for roles that can facilitate it. And, you know, not every role, as we know, facilitates this, but for roles that can, I think the concept of we don't need to see the employees to trust they're doing a good job and moving to a better form of productivity and trust is key to that. Okay. So I think your listener is one of many looking for those opportunities.
Well, can we look at rights here under this work-life balance bill, which was signed into law by President Higgins last month? Now, what does that law say about our right to request remote working?
So ultimately now it's going to give a statutory entitlement for employees to request remote working. This legislation, as it was being drafted, has been amended many times. There was originally a number of reasons that the employer had to fall within to say no to the remote working. Those reasons have since been removed, and now the requirement from an employer perspective is to consider the request and respond within a set timeline. I think the legislative option is for your listener and for others, gives them that opportunity for employers that are not already offering it. But to be honest, I would say I have no clients, I would say, and that's a big, you know, statement to say none, not a small number. I would say we've none that don't offer remote working in roles that can offer it at this stage, because you're not going to attract or retain your staff if this is an important criteria for them. And it's not something, as I say, that every employee wants. People like the option, but for employees that it's important to, it definitely is something that's high on their priority list.
Yeah, we tried to find out when the measures in the Work-Life Balance Bill are coming into effect, and we got a response on it. The Department of Integration is the lead department, says that some sections of the Act, including medical care purposes, leave and the extension of breastfeeding breaks, they'll commence in the coming weeks. But they said that the right to request remote working for all employees is a matter for the Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment. And they're going to have to prepare a code of practice before the commencement of this part of the Act. So we haven't got a date for when some of those measures in the Act are going to take place. But Caroline, you're saying it's happening already because you're not going to get the staff if you don't offer it.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the legislation is proactive in terms of at least there's an additional, you know, legislative framework. But for employees now, there's a huge amount of remote and hybrid roles out there. You've heard Tracy mention the amount that are open at the moment. And even those that aren't opened, employers are proactively offering it, because I think we've shown that the work can be done remotely or in a hybrid form. So you've got the best of both worlds if you can facilitate your current employees to have that option rather than encourage them to go somewhere else to get that.
Mm-hmm. So Tracy, if remote working isn't mentioned in the job ad or spec that you're applying for, should you ask for it?
So remote working isn't for every company, right? And actually, I'll tell you just a story from our perspective in Grow Remote. So we were trying to headhunt one particular person and they didn't want to work with us because we were working remotely. They wanted to be in an office, right? So what we need at this point, I think everybody's craving for it, is clarity. So WP Engine, an IDA client based in Ireland, would say that they advertise their careers remotely and people are coming through the talent pipeline asking, is it really remote or is it the kind of remote that I have to be in the office? And again, they advertise their careers without location within Ireland and it's remote first culture. So I suppose, particularly with the bill, we're kind of coming into a them and us kind of conversation. It doesn't need to be that way. If a job isn't offering remote, move to the ones who are, and there's plenty of them. And there's plenty of talent as well that will want to work in an office full time, mm-hmm. believe it or not. Yeah.
Thank you both, Caroline Reedy and Tracy there too. And I just have a couple of more messages that have come in. One from Claire: as a wheelchair user, the option to work from home has opened up a lot of new opportunities for me that didn't exist pre-COVID. And Ken works in Cork from home. He says it's life changing. No commute, so I save on fuel. Lunchtime allows me to walk the dogs and I have dinner cooked fresh every day for my family. Sounds idyllic. Ken, 51551 for your messages. And Caroline Reedy's company is the HR Suite. Tracy Kyo runs a company called Grow Remote. Next up, we're going to Bull Island.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.